Hi there. The word for you today is, are you searching for contentment? Jeremiah 2 verse 13 reads, my people have forsaken the living water and dug broken cisterns. It's easy to be content when things in your life are going your way. But realistically, how often does that happen? The Bible says we're to practice, quote, being happy at any time and in everything. That's in Philippians 4 verse 12, the New Century Version. Because if you put your life on hold waiting for what you want to happen, you may be waiting a long time. Epicurus said, and I quote, don't spoil what you have by desiring what you don't have. Remember that what you now have was the thing you once hoped for. Three things constantly feed our discontentment. Here they are. Number one, greed. When you dwell on what you don't have, you're not enjoying what God's already given you. Be satisfied. Goal setting is good, but stop focusing so hard on the end result and learn to rejoice in the Lord while you're on your way to your goal. Second source of discontent is fear. It wants you to run away from something that's not chasing you. It's the enemy's way of A, robbing you of peace and stability, B, tormenting you with the what-ifs, and C, keeping you from trusting God. The psalmist said in Psalm 56, verse 4, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? And the third source of our dissatisfaction is seeking satisfaction in all the wrong places. God said, my people have forsaken the living water and dug broken cisterns that cannot hold water. It's said that we spend the first 50 years of our lives searching for security and the rest of our lives looking for significance, but we don't have to. The hymn writer wrote, now none but Christ can satisfy, no other name for me. There's love, life, and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Question, are you searching for contentment today? Answer, try Jesus.